Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And there are two men on the front of the papers today, the Pope and Joe Duffy. We'll start with the Pope. The Irish Daily Star, "Yes, we Vatican," is the headline. First US Pope hailed at home, even after a pop at Trump. I was looking last night myself at the tweets of the new Pope, and he's very critical of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Despite the fact now Donald Trump is very proud to have an American in the role, he's been quite critical of those two in the past. The Irish Daily Mirror, "Let US pray instead of let us pray." Micheál Martin, Ireland sends best wishes. The Irish Sun, "God bless American," is the headline. The Irish Daily Mail, "Pope Leo, the first American pontiff." Now, he's not actually the first American pontiff. He's the first North American pontiff. Because we have Francis, who was South American. So I suppose we have to be careful with language like that. He's not the first American. He's the first North American pontiff, or you could say the first US pontiff. But the Irish Daily Mail says a crowd of more than 100,000 erupted in wild jubilation last night as white smoke billowed from the chimney over the Sistine Chapel, revealing that the Catholic world had a new pope. The Irish Independent, "Pope Leo XIV surprise as cardinals pick first American leader." And then we have the Irish Examiner, "Pope Leo XIV calls for peace and unity." Robert Francis Prevost has become the first clergyman from the US, well done the Examiner, not saying first American, from the US to head up the Catholic Church, ending the Vatican's long-standing opposition to the idea of a US pontiff. The timing, of course, very interesting. Probably the last time you'd expect the cardinals to pick a US pope, given the US's position on various things. So this is why it's taking a lot of people by surprise. And just finally on the Pope, Patsy McGarry's in Rome, writing on the front of the Irish Times, "Peace be with you," said Chicago-born Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost to a stunned crowd in St. Peter's Square in the Vatican as he became the first American pontiff, taking the lame Pope Leo XIV. He emerged onto a balcony with tens of thousands of people gathered below a little more than an hour after white smoke billowed from the chimney of the Sistine Chapel and the great bells of St. Peter's Basilica tolled to a signal that the cardinals had come to a decision behind closed doors in their secretive enclave. I didn't appreciate it was at 5 o'clock because I was in the middle of B&Q at the time. I was trying to get home for six and then got the news in B&Q that we had a new pope. The Herald goes with Joe Duffy on the front page. They do mention the pope, but by far the main story for the Herald is Joe Duffy. They say it's go Duffy. "I've had the time of my lifeline." Liveline presenter Joe Duffy has announced he'll leave RTE after 37 years with the broadcaster. He made the on-air announcement yesterday, saying it's been an incredible honour and privilege to be part of a programme that relied entirely on trust, the trust of our listeners. He's going on the Late Late tonight to explain his decision, although I'm not sure there's much more explanation needed after 37 years in a job. I think you've had a good innings, and he'll move on to something else now. And lots of people sending tweets congratulating Joe Duffy on his stellar career with RTE. And as I say, it's the only paper, is the Herald, that has him on the front page. Inside the papers, just up the road from us here in News Talk, we have Dublin's only public toilets, and installed at the top of Grafton Street 5 years ago. But the Irish Times tells us this morning that the toilets are going to be closed. Reduced demand for the toilets has been cited by Dublin City Council as the reason for removing the facility. The council were spending €400,000 a year on operating the toilets installed at the Stephen's Green end of Grafton Street during the pandemic. There was also toilets at Wolfetone Square on the north side, but they were subsequently relocated to Riders Row off Capel Street and were then decommissioned in 2022. And now they're getting rid of the remaining facility on Grafton Street. I've never used the toilets, but I imagine they would have been handy for tourists, but there obviously isn't enough usage. I see here usage has dropped significantly, 1,500 users per week from its peak in 2021. So obviously very few people using those toilets now, and that's what they are closing. That's why they are closing them. Elsewhere, the weather, in case you're wondering about the sunshine, well, the Star tells us Ireland is going to continue to bake over the coming days. Temperatures will hit a toasty 20 degrees. Now, there is a warning that there will be some showers today before large spells of sunshine break out across the country. Tomorrow, it'll be 19 degrees. There will be some downpours in Atlantic coastal counties. And then on Sunday, it'll be mostly dry and sunny before showers of rain develop through the day. We could do with some rain for the grass and the plants and the flowers, but generally plenty of heat still, and temperatures about 20 degrees on Sunday. And it seems like it's going to remain dry up until Tuesday at least, and probably past Tuesday. Irish Independent tells us that it is not uncommon for couples to add a personal touch to their wedding day, but few have gone as far as Jack and Catherine McGowan, who tied the knot with 95 bridesmaids last week. They're from Hillsborough in County Down, and Catherine McGowan says it's really hard to put into words how amazing the whole day was. At first, the couple discussed having 7 or 8 bridesmaids, but the number kept creeping up, and she was worried she'd leave people out, so she had 95 bridesmaids at the wedding. They ranged in age from 6 to 40. They all bought their own dresses, and many were students from her dance school where Mrs. McGowan works. He's a bagpipe teacher, she's a dance teacher. And if you're wondering, there weren't 95 groomsmen, he had 8 groomsmen. And asked whether they were able to dance with all the bridesmaids, he joked that the best man is still dancing today. So there you go. Don't worry about the number of bridesmaids you have, because you can have 95 of them, apparently. Interesting one in the Times of London about how students are studying these days. Teenagers can only focus on revision for less than 15 minutes before they pick up their phone. The TV was enough of a distraction for me when I was doing my Leaving Cert. I can't imagine if you had the phones. 40% of teenagers say they were constantly distracted by Snapchat and TikTok while trying to study for their exams. And they say the top excuses for not studying are headaches, tiredness, stomach aches, dead laptop batteries. They also need to have a shower, tidy their room, reorganise folders or notes, or go for a run. I do remember I used to spend a lot of time on my stationery and organising notes rather than actually reading the notes. So after 14 minutes of studying, students reach for the phone. And finally, cats are taking over. Well, certainly they are across the water. Don't know if it'll be the same here. Times of London tells us our affection appears to be shifting towards cats, according to one of the biggest pet care retailers. This is Jollies, which has more than 100 UK stores. And they say they're seeing a rapid increase in cat-related purchases. And they predict that the number of cats will overtake the number of dogs within 2 years. They say transactions on its cat ranges are now nearly a third higher than its dog ranges, with demand taking off about a year and a half ago. Read more about that in the Times of London. Now, those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.